WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The owner of a Bryan-based winery figures prominently in a Texas Tribune article about wine producers losing crops due to chemicals used by cotton growers.
Paul Bonarigo and Messina Hoff, who bought 800 tons of grapes from the High Plains last year, where most of the state's grapes are grown, says the issue is not that complicated.
You know, if we were talking about an axe and I was coming over to your property and I was just cutting something down, boy, that would seem real cut and dry and it would really seem easy. Well, this is the same thing, except it's being done airborne, and that's the difference.
Bonarigo says chemical companies have developed new versions that are supposed to pose less of a threat, but cotton producers are still buying less expensive formulations that do more damage.
The fear is unless those products are taken off the market, the threat is enormous, because human nature is that they typically will buy the cheapest formulations that they can.
Bonarigo says Messina Hoff, which has an economic impact in Brazos County of $30 million each year, is part of a $3 billion winemaking industry in Texas and employs 9,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The first regular meeting of the new year for the Brazos County Commission included familiar names in new places. The commission named a new associate county judge. Assistant District Attorney Misty Swan was promoted following the retirement of Glennis Gore, who had served for 10 years. Swan's appointment was recommended by the county's district judges. And to open yesterday's meeting, County Judge Dwayne Peters welcomed newly elected commissioners Steve Aldrich and Nancy Berry.
We will consider and take action on agenda items 3 through 11. I guess first I ought to welcome the two new commissioners to the court. We've got a new year and new staff and new commissioners, and so we're looking forward to the new year.
The weekly business meeting, which typically finishes in less than 30 minutes, was over in 7. For those who drive Highway 6 south of Navasota, yesterday was the first day of a $6 million construction project. The TxDOT district office in Bryan says through April of next year, 10 miles of new median crossovers with acceleration and deceleration lanes will be built from the south side of Navasota to the Waller County line. Next Tuesday, motorists who drive between Bryan and Iola on Long Trestle Road will have to find an alternate route. TxDOT says there will be a bridge replacement on the Grimes County side of the Navasota River. That portion of Grimes County Road 162 will be closed until May. Local animal shelters could see an influx after this New Year's Eve weekend. Aguiland Humane's Leah White on WTAW's The Infomaniac says noisy fireworks and Monday morning severe weather could have frightened animals into hiding.
Finally realized, okay, it's a little calmer now. I can come out of wherever I was hiding while I was petrified when I escaped.
White suggests cat owners put the litter box outside along with some blankets or clothes that smell like you. If a pet is disoriented, the smell will help them return home. A bill taking aim at celebratory gunfire is expected to be filed during the upcoming legislative session by a Rio Grande Valley lawmaker who was a victim of that this holiday weekend. Weslaco Representative Armando Martinez was struck in the head by a stray bullet fired into the air by a New Year's Eve reveler just after midnight Saturday. He's lucky the wound wasn't worse.
You know, when the doctors tell you, you're very lucky, a little bit more, and we wouldn't be having a conversation right now. That's when it kind of opens your eyes and you start thinking of what could have happened and the good thing that it didn't.
He's not sure yet what the legislation will say, but the goal is to ensure that it won't happen to anyone else. Two major Texas Supreme Court rulings last year restricted taxpayers from knowing where their money is going. The rulings allow private companies not to disclose tax incentives. Laura Prather of the Texas Freedom of Information Foundation says a bill introduced in the legislature would end those restrictions.
This legislation would plug a hole in the Public Information Act created by last year's court ruling that cut off a wide swath of information. It will allow Texans to view public contracts once again.
It also would overturn a decision that allowed public-private partnerships like economic development agreements to keep their use of taxpayer money secret. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 39 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. One more look at news this morning at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brenham National Bank would like for all of you to take advantage of the safety and security of BNB's chip debit cards. If your BNB debit card is not chip-enabled, come by one of our lobbies and walk out with your new chip debit card. You get to choose a card image from our wide selection of choices and your own four-digit PIN. Not a BNB customer? Come by. We'll fix you up. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide Insurance agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here is the weather.
As promised, cooler temperatures have moved in from the north. They're going to remain in place right into the start of the weekend. We're going to be partly sunny overall today with highs somewhere between 50 and 55. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40 to 45. Tomorrow, partial sun. We get to 55 to 60 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds up tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Cloudy, maybe a shower Friday, and cool, 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. All right, so hey, it's 2017 and we have a new organ in our body.
Huh, really?
Yeah. I mean, how does that happen? It's one of those deals like they find some creature that's been living on the earth for a million years.
Forever.
And we never saw it.
Right.
Then we didn't have a name for it or whatever.
So now it's new.
Yes. Meet the mesentery. The mesentery. It connects the small and large intestines to the abdominal wall. Scientists have long known it existed. Oh, yeah, hey, we knew it was there.
We knew it was there. Uh-huh. Yeah. How do you miss that?
Apparently, well, Da Vinci knew it was there, that's all.
Is that right? Well, the deal is it had been classified as a membrane. So this is kind of like, what is it, Uranus, who was, or was it Pluto? Which one of them that was a planet
Pluto.
For a while?
Pluto
was a planet for a while, then it became just kind of a big glob. So they've graduated up from membrane to organ. Man, is there going to be like a party celebration for
they
that?
They should. They should.
Ah, nickel
should
beer night. That's right. Nickel beer night because it's the mesentery is now an organ, not a membrane.
The mesentery is an organ.
Woohoo! Finally.
We knew. But in the new review of the journal Lancet, Irish researchers say the mesentery should be reclassified as its own continuous organ. LiveScience.com says by recognizing the anatomy and the structure of the mesentery as its own organ, scientists can focus on learning more about how the organ functions and diseases associated with it.
Huh.
I never knew I had a mesentery. Didn't know a mesentery could get
now,
a disease.
You know that's why we're here?
That's it. We are the infomaniac for that very reason.
And
so
that is
that.
New trivia. New trivia.
Yeah,
yep.
On
new
a very
trivia.
Special day.
By the way, it is trivia day. So finally, several buildings in New York have their own zip code.
Cool.
Yeah. There are no rivers in Saudi Arabia.
Hmm.
Spain means the land of rabbits. Rome was the first city to reach a million people.
Huh.
The entire population of Earth, would fit in Texas.
Whoa.
Nice.
Yeah. But I don't want you here.
No. Stay. Let's not try that. Let's not try that.
And finally, this may be the most interesting one that I found today. The country Brazil was named after the nut, not the other way around.
Ooh.
What?
That's cool.
Yeah. So there.
Special nut.
Trivia. So lean against the door frame there in the break room and lay that on them
today.
Yeah, the Brazil nut had it first.
That's the first thing I'm going to say today when I walk out into the hall.
Looking to go, huh? Okay, that's fine. So a Texas couple, James and Bethany Mosette, suing Apple after their 5-year-old daughter was killed on Christmas Eve 2014 by a driver who was using FaceTime, hit their car from behind, rolling it over, and their daughter died. The driver of that vehicle, Garrett Wilhelm, told police that he was using FaceTime on his iPhone at the time of the crash and was later indicted for manslaughter charges by a grand jury in Denton County. His trial is scheduled to begin next month. Now the parents say they want damages because Apple failed to install and implement a safer alternative design. I'm sorry your daughter's dead.
But that's, that's not Apple's fault.
Don't be trying to follow a money trail here.
And he's obviously, you know, been... He's going to be punished or, you know, whatever is supposed to happen is going to happen from that. But, yeah, this is not Apple's fault.
No. Anything should be sought from him. He was the one who made the dumb decision.
Right.
You know?
And we hope that, you know, there are as many safeguards as possible. Maybe Apple will add safeguards in the future. Don't know. But we don't need to be going to court over this. This is not the right thing to do. Okay, so then there's Mark Zuckerberg's 2017 personal challenge after a year of criticism.
To give up Facebook?
He's like, no.
Not going to do that. But he did get criticized. There were allegations about fake news and censorship and bias. So Zuckerberg is using his yearly personal challenge to educate himself on the needs and problems of his users around U.S. America. In past year's challenges, Zuckerberg has run 365 miles. He's learned Mandarin. He's read 25 books.
God, he's got way too much time on his hands.
And he does. And plenty of money, so he doesn't have to do anything. And he built a personal artificial intelligence for his house.
Must be nice.
Again, because he can.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Zuckerberg shared on his Facebook page, quote, "My personal challenge for 2017 is to have visited and met people in every state in the U.S. by the end of the year." All right. "After a tumultuous last year, my hope for this challenge is to get out and talk to more people about how they're living, working, and thinking about the future." That's wonderful, but I sure hope that you go to all sorts of different people because, you know, you can find folks in the same socioeconomic area.
Right.
In every state.
In every state.
So let's find people who are maybe in different brackets than you. Would that be possible?
Yeah.
Just so we could get a true picture.
Then maybe get some perspective on how the rest of the country thinks.
Yeah. So speaking of artificial intelligence, there's that Amazon Echo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So... What was the movie about the guy who fell in love with the artificial intelligence?
Conversion.
Thank you.
I want to say it was called like Her or
something like that. Yeah.
Conversion.
Thank you. And I didn't know if that was going to end up being a deal or not. And I guess it hasn't. I mean, that didn't become a real talking point. That those things were going to be part of us. But Amazon has got this Echo. Okay.
Her name is Alexa.
That's it. So. What if you ask Alexa to sing a song?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay, so what happened is this guy does that, records it, and here we go.
Hello.
Alexa, sing a song.
Who, me? I couldn't. I hit it. Well, my Wi-Fi left me, and I'm out in the rain. Those last few answers were hard to obtain. But that's no excuse to put me on mute. Like a good cowgirl, all up in reboot.
Really?
Wow.
It's raining in the clouds. And I ain't proud. I'll answer in the morning, answer in the evening. When you're around, I'll answer in the morning, answer in the evening.
Oh,
when
get
you're
it.
Around.
Yeah.
There you
Alexa.
Go.
Alexa.
So that's what Alexa will do if
All
you ask
right.
her to sing.
Does she sing the same song
well,
every time?
I don't know. We'll have to find somebody who actually has one.
I like how she starts with, who, me? I couldn't.
I know, yeah.
But.
Then, yeah, okay, hit it. Yeah. So anyhow, that's... That's why I wonder, is that going to become a deal?
Yeah.
Are we going to get to the point where we don't actually have to have friends, real people, you know, people with protoplasm? We can actually just have a little machine there. And
yeah,
we can
I mean, kids used to, you know, have imaginary friends. Now they can just have tech friends.
Digital friends.
Yeah.
So Carrie Fisher's hairdo for Star Wars, mm-hmm. kind of iconic,
mm-hmm. right?
But it wasn't meant to be trendy or silly. George Lucas has revealed in Time magazine, back in 2002 when they were talking to him, that he wanted to, quote, create something different that wasn't fashion. and the double buns originally worn by female Mexican revolutionaries during the turn of the century. That's how he came up with those.
Really?
Interesting.
There you are. As I think they buried
more
them
trivia.
That's it. More trivia. Well, and after all, we do kind
really,
of
really it's
deal
all
with
trivia.
That,
right? Yeah.
So Polestar, I guess, has released a list of the top world tours of 2016.
Mm.
These people made a lot of money.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones in at number 9. They made $90 million. They did 14 shows and made $90
Whoa.
Million.
Wow.
Dollars.
That's it? I mean, shows, not
That's
money.
That's it.
Wow.
Not bad for 14 nights of work.
Take a lot to get them out of bed in the morning, right? You know,
yeah,
hey, would you come to... Well, no, why should we do that? We don't need to. Garth Brooks did 100 shows and he made $97 million. Mm-hmm. Paul McCartney did 36 shows and made $110 million. The Biebs made $163 million. He's number 6 on the list. Adele did 100 shows and made $167 million. Guns N' Roses, really?
Yep.
They made $188 million last year. They did 44 shows. Coldplay in at number 3. Beyonce,
hey.
I think we've already talked about her today.
Yeah, her mom's birthday today.
Yeah, $256 million. Jeez. And number 1, doing 76 shows in 66 cities, Bruce Springsteen made $268 million.
Born to run, baby.
And he had to write a book, too.
Yeah.
But as they say, a Bruce Springsteen concert, different than any others, because he'll take requests.
Yeah. That one kid from A&M.
Yeah,
got
and the kid from A&M.
And
got
play
the,
with them.
Got, yeah, exactly. I mean, even more than that, he'll even let strangers come up there and do that.
Interactive, yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Cool.
So 26 acres of a Hawaiian island collapsed into the ocean last weekend.
What?
Yep. Spending a plume of fire and steam and soaring up into the air, the Los Angeles Times said the collapse of the lava delta created large waves that caused older parts of the sea cliff to erode and then wash away. That included a designated area within the National Volcanoes National Park in Hawaii. Nobody was injured, a park official said. There were no hikers on the cooled black lava or tour helicopters overhead at the time of the collapse, but 5 tourists did have a close brush with death, according to the rangers, about 4 hours after the collapse, when they ignored the rope barrier and they wanted to have a closer look at the lava flow.
I need to get a selfie with the lava.
That's
the rope
why they
is there for a reason.
They put the ropes there to keep idiots like you from doing something stupid like that.
Darwin at work.
Yeah, well, that's right. We just, those folks didn't. So there, you got that going on. Season premiere tonight, only one of Match Game. It's Celebrity Match Game.
Huh.
It's season number 2. Who knew?
Yeah.
I missed season 1
Not
completely.
Yeah.
Let me see. Alec Baldwin is the host.
Mm.
Oh, there you are. Among those who will be there. Excuse me. Among people who don't have anything better to do. Jason Alexander. Remember when he used to have a career?
Yeah.
Well, he
got typecast as George and never really recovered from that.
Cheryl Hines. Ice-T,
hey,
who's doing Geico commercials now,
right?
Which is a cool commercial.
It's a good
really
commercial.
Yeah. Ice-T, it's lemonade.
It's lemonade, come on.
Ellie Kemper, Wayne Brady. Wayne Brady has his own show, doesn't he? Doesn't he do that?
Is he still?
It's Behind Curtain Number 1, what that thing is called.
Must be part of his contract.
Maybe so. And you're right. That's probably right.
Mm-hmm.
And Caroline Ray, whoever that is. Those are the people who are...
Caroline Ray. She hadn't been in anything since like the late 90s.
Right. That's,
which is why she's on MASH.
Exactly.
All right. So, and I guess now, because everything that they did, they rioted in the streets after Trump became P.E., they had the Hollywood stars, remember, tried to get the Electoral College to not elect him president.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we have maybe this is our last attempt before. Oh, I don't know. It's probably not going to be the last. It's the last attempt before the inauguration. It won't be their last attempt ever. But Sally Field, Steve Buscemi, Keegan-Michael Key, and a handful of other stars have rallied together to urge Congress to challenge Donald Trump. In a new video released by Humanity for Progress. So here's the deal. If you are not a member of Humanity for Progress, it means either you're not for progress or you're not part of humanity. So I'm just saying. You know, if you're one of the outsiders, just know that. Decide which one it is. Anyhow, they star along with a number of faith leaders and activists asking Congress to oppose any racist, sexist, anti-immigrant, anti-union, or anti-environmental policies that the PE might try to pursue while in office. They demand that Congress vigorously oppose him and block nominees who threaten the rights of women and the LGBTQ community, people of color or immigrants or the poor. So there. So if you don't, if you're not a member of this group, you should feel badly about yourself.
Of course.
That's the most important thing to know. You're not nearly as good as they are, and you're not willing to go out there and stick your neck out to be an American the way that Americans are supposed to be.
We've had some pretty fun Trump tweets in the last 24 hours.
You know, we need to do that. Okay, next half hour, when we finish with the mayor in Bravo, Brazos Valley, so it'll be about a half an hour, but we will do it. We will have Trump tweets today. Yeah.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. ExxonMobil has awarded former CEO Rex Tillerson a $180 million retirement package as the company moves to break financial ties with President-elect Trump's nominee for Secretary of State. If Tillerson is confirmed, Exxon will transfer the equivalent value of 2 million unvested shares that he was set to receive at his previously expected retirement in March into a trust. The decision will allow Tillerson to sell off his remaining shares in the company, a step he has committed to make if he's confirmed. German airline Lufthansa plans to hire more than 3,000 new staff this year, most of them flight attendants. The news comes as Lufthansa cabin crew and pilots have gone on strike several times over the last few years as the airline battles to reduce costs. Its cabin crew union said last month the latest talks over pay and working conditions had failed. An experimental penny produced during the copper shortage of World War II is expected to bring in bids that may top $30,000. A Florida auction house will conduct in-person and online bidding for the coin. That's Your Money Now.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get a 50-foot by 100-foot building for under $39,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $39,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
News Talk 1620 WTA, WA 27. Let's have a look at the weather brought to you this morning by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Okay, kind of weather you'd expect in January. It is a little bit cool out there today. We're going to get to see some sun, which will be nice, but look for a high temperature today, only around 51 or so. Partly cloudy for tonight with a low of 40. About 60 for a high temperature on Thursday, then on Friday, not very pleasant at all. Chance of rain at about 30%, a high of only 41 on Friday. We'll have a freeze on Friday night at 28, sunshine on Saturday with a high of only 40, and then our low of 27 on Saturday night. So we got freezes coming up this weekend, it looks like. Currently, the winds are out of the north at 10 miles an hour. Our chill factor is 32, air temperature is 39.
By now you've heard the story, an impromptu New Year's Eve interview with President-elect Donald Trump as he was answering a question about Russian hackers. The now famous quote, "No computer is safe. I don't care what they say." If you have something really important, write it out and have it delivered by courier, the old-fashioned way. Is he right? Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. There is one overriding and indisputable fact about every device ever made that operates with a digital processor. It can be hacked. Nothing is unhackable. During the election campaign, the president-elect didn't even keep a laptop in his office. And not long ago, the head of the FBI's cybercrime division in Pittsburgh was speaking about security issues at Carnegie Mellon University. He said, "The only safe computer is one that's turned off and unplugged from the internet, and even that may not be safe." Any questions? Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this. Cartridge-free printing. That's right. Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Most Tuesdays, the regular meeting of the Brazos County Commission is wrapped up in less than 30 minutes. Yesterday, it took seven, and that included a welcome by County Judge Dwayne Peters to a pair of newly elected commissioners and the reply from Steve Aldrich and Nancy Berry.
Thank you, Judge. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. Look forward to working with all of you together.
Thanks, Steve.
Hi. Echo his sentiments. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Okay.
Commission action included naming a new associate county judge to fill the seat held by Glennis Gore, who retired after serving 10 years. Commissioners approved the recommendation of the county's district judges by promoting assistant district attorney Misty Swan. A Texas Tribune article on the plight of wine producers whose crops are being lost to chemicals applied by cotton farmers points out the experiences of the owner of Bryan-based Messinahoff Winery.
Paul Bonarigo says the state's $3 billion wine industry is threatened by chemicals that control weeds and other crops coming from genetically modified seeds.
This year, we're going to be having a lot of genetically modified cotton, sorghum, corn, and other products that use dicamba herbicide and 2,4-D herbicide, which is lethal to a vineyard, and any other broadleaf product like pecans and any other broadleaf.
Bonarigo says in the high plains of Texas, where most of the state's grapes are grown, the fruit's being developed at the same time chemicals drift from neighboring cotton fields.
So if there's any overdrift of herbicide, it's going to be absorbed in the leaf of the grapevine and first abort the fruit and potentially cause the plant to die.
Bonarigo says chemical companies have developed new versions that are supposed to pose less of a threat, but cotton producers are still buying less expensive formulations that do more damage. Bonarigo says the chemicals used to control weeds in cotton and corn fields also have a negative impact on pecan and peach orchards. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
15 months of road construction is underway along Highway 6 between the south side of Navasota and the Waller County line. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan says the $6 million project means daily lane closures through April of next year. 10 miles of new median crossovers will be built, featuring acceleration and deceleration lanes. On a less traveled road starting next Tuesday, you will not be able to get between Bryan and Iola on Long Trestle Road, which in Grimes County is known as County Road 162. That's because a bridge is being replaced on the Grimes County side of the Navasota River. That project is scheduled for completion, weather permitting, this May. Monday morning, severe thunderstorm and fireworks on New Year's Eve may have frightened your pet into hiding. Aggieland Humane's Leah White on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says there are ways to help your pet find their way back home.
If your pet went missing, your cat especially, put its litter box outside, some clothes of yours as well so it smells more like you, and if they've gotten disoriented, they can find their way back home.
As always, White reminds pet owners to microchip their animals. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 39 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. Follow us on social media at WTAW1620. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Today,
836 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here we go.
There will be some sunshine today, but it's certainly not going to be as warm as it has been. Temperatures only up to 50 to 55 during the afternoon. Tonight, we're partly cloudy. Lows will be anywhere from 40 to 45. Tomorrow, partial sun. We warm up just a little bit. Highs 55 to 60. Clouds tomorrow night with a low of 35 to 40. Cloudy Friday. There could be a shower or two during the day. Cool Friday, only 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:36. It's Wednesday. Time to talk to the mayor's Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station here this morning. Good morning and happy New Year to you.
Yeah, happy 2017, Scott.
Yeah, here we go. All right. You don't have your next meeting until the 12th, so we don't really have an agenda yet, but there's always plenty to talk about in the city of College Station.
I think we can find a couple things.
Yeah, we can. You know, let's discuss, because if you haven't noticed yet, yes, they told you about it, whether you saw it or not in your mail where you get your utility bill, that there's this roadway maintenance fee that goes into effect. It'll be on your utility bill this month, and you haven't gotten your bill yet, then you'll see it, and that gives you one more reason to go, what the heck is this thing right here, and what are they doing with that money? So, Mr. Mayor, mm-hmm. if you would, kind of give us an overview of... there are a lot of numbers here, but basically, I guess what we ought to talk about is the single-family resident and the multifamily resident and what we're talking about with charges.
Right. Well, there's a difference in the charges there, and obviously, you know, you've got more folks living in the multifamily and versus single-family, but the primary thing here is that while the charges are really small when you consider overall use. We had a citizens group that determined that there was a real need for improving our road maintenance here in the community. And with the way the state legislature has shaped things over the last couple years, it meant that we had to find a way where we could get fees that would go directly to roads. This isn't like a regular tax. This is a fee that goes specifically to maintaining our roads. And that's something that our citizens came to us in citizens groups that we had 2 years ago and said, all right, our primary concern is transportation. But one of our biggest concerns is what they saw, a lack of maintenance mm-hmm. in certain areas, and particularly the single family home areas. You know, the larger multifamily home areas, so many of them are new. But they basically take care of the roadways within their own compounds, mm-hmm. as they are required to do. But it's that heavy traffic that comes out of those areas. You know, anybody who's had the joy of sitting in line at the intersection of Holloman and 2818 knows exactly.
Among others, right? Yes, yeah.
Right, and
yeah.
a few others knows exactly what we're talking about. So it becomes necessary for us to find a way to direct funds specifically to roadway development, maintenance primarily. This isn't something where we can say, okay, well, we got some money, so should we put it to something else? Now, that would be a tax, all right? Mm-hmm. And so in this particular case, the money is going to go directly to roadway maintenance.
100%.
100%.
Okay. Now, that being said, the money for maintenance had to come from the general budget before then. Does that free up money then for the general budget?
It will to some degree. Basically, we saw a deficit growing in our roadway maintenance. And so this will help us catch up. We're about $10 million behind from where we needed to be right now. And
so this will be on top of, really, you had some baseline funding. This will be supplemental to that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that freezes these numbers?
No, there isn't, although we've got to be cautious. You don't want to do something that is just out of the ordinary or extreme, because that would cause people to say, well, wait a minute. No, we said we want maintenance. We don't need a road paved in gold or anything like that. But what we do need is we need to be able to know that we can get on our roads in front of our homes, through our neighborhoods, getting downtown, wherever it might be. If we ever have a real downtown, but the idea being that folks can safely get where they need to go.
Well, I've been a taxpayer in College Station for 20 years.
Sure.
Now, my question is this. Okay, your residential single family is $7.75 about. Your multifamily is $6.10. Now, you know, I'm going to make students mad when I say this, but you know, you use my roads.
Yes, they do.
And I want to say that if you've got four people who are living in one unit, because that's what it would be legally,
right,
and they're splitting that $6, they're using that road maybe more than I am. So why is the $6.10? It sounds like a bargain for the students to me.
Well, I think one of the things we've got to be thankful for that has reduced student traffic significantly is the fine bus system that A&M has put out there for years and continues to expand. We do sit down with the president and his staff on a regular basis now, thank goodness, and we discuss just those kinds of issues about student traveling on our roads. And, personally, I've even started to take a look at what other kinds of things can we do to reduce student traffic on our roads, and even made a suggestion a while ago that why don't we look at something like light rail? And just so happens that over the holidays, my daughter is going to be going to graduate school up at Colorado State. The university and public business, as well as the city, got together and developed a light rail system that runs up and down. And the policy that they have there is that unless a student lives on campus, that student doesn't get an on-campus parking pass. So the university maintains parking lots at the ends of this 5-mile-long light rail system, as well as other spots halfway to the university. And those folks are required to park there. So the university doesn't lose anything in parking fees. They maintain those lots, and it reduces student traffic. It also reduces bus traffic. While I applaud A&M for having the buses, how many of us have been driving down a roadway and the bus has to come to a stop, all mm-hmm. right, to let students on or off or both. And, it slows down traffic. So it's just one of those things that I'm hoping we'll be able to develop a better relationship with some other universities to see what they're doing, because we've got to get away from just the way it is. We've got to see what we can do to make us better.
Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station, joining us. Of course, this is a somewhat unique situation because we're talking two cities here.
Yes.
We're not talking just one city. And as students do move out of the city limits of College Station, how much does Bryan want to embrace having bus traffic in their city? That causes the same problem that College Station is confronted with now.
Well, you know, and sometimes we have to think back. Were the old ways the best ways?
Mm-hmm.
Those of us who have been around here for a while know of, or actually some of our very older residents know of the trolley system.
Sure.
And I recall when I got here in the 80s, I could still see the tracks at certain spots, at certain intersections that went up to downtown Bryan. And just imagine a light rail system that would go from downtown Bryan, say, down to William Fitch.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be interesting. And again, it's fairly been embraced in North Texas. Up in Dallas, that's a successful thing that's going on right there. Of course, the buy-in is extremely expensive.
It is.
But looking outside the box, understand that. Before we talk again, the Texas legislature will be in session, so there'll be some things that will be happening there that you'll be looking at. The first thing I'm thinking about is attempts to limit city home rule powers. There's that. Explain to folks what cities would face there.
Well, essentially, there are a number of bills, all right, that are being proposed by senators such as Bethencourt and some others. They're coming back. Some simply just didn't make it through the last legislative session. But here in the 85th, they're coming up and they're taking a look at what they can do to control cities from taking certain actions. For example, the appraisal caps would be one of the things that concerns us. Because if it were limited, say, to 4% or such, wow, that would really put some handcuffs on cities to be able to meet their growing population. And unless we're going to build a Trumpian wall around this state of Texas, right now it's estimated that there are 1,500 people moving into Texas every day. Mm-hmm. Some of those clearly are coming down this way. They take a look. They see College Station is a nice, thriving town, great schools. And they say, hey, this is a place where I want to be. And so with that in mind, we've got to think, all right, we're going to need more roads. We're going to need to improve roads. We were just talking about roadway maintenance fees. What other kinds of fees then would we have to institute? All right. So I think there's a backlash and unintended consequence that some folks in the legislature aren't actually taking a look at if too many restrictions were placed on cities.
Well, people need to understand home rule. The idea is that there are just some inherent things that Texas cities have always thought were their right, not necessarily given by the Constitution, but they've taken action based on that.
Well, and with the few resources that we do get from the state, I mean, obviously we don't have a state income tax. States that do contribute more to their cities, revenues and their various projects that come up from time to time. So we need to carefully think that, wait a minute, what might fit for one state doesn't necessarily fit for us here in the state of Texas.
Well, and again, we began this conversation with a maintenance fee for roads. Mm-hmm. And so if you start talking about putting a cap on property taxes, then there are going to be maintenance fees for other things because cities are going to grow. And so folks know, Bethencourt is a former assessor collector in Houston. I mean,
he understands
the property tax system. There's
Absolutely.
No doubt about that. So he knows exactly where there's a ton of money to be had. Well, gosh, for not having an agenda, yeah, we do have some things that had to be discussed today, didn't we? And it's, I guess we have to watch those boys and girls over in Austin because there's no telling what they're going to do to change our lives.
We will be doing that. I sit, I'm on the Texas Municipal League. I'm one of their regional presidents, and I plan to be spending a little time in Austin, particularly in February while committee meetings are going on.
Exactly. We visit with the mayors on Wednesdays. Thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, please, pleasure.
That's Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station. It's 8:47.
Every month about this time, I want to make sure that you know what's happening the upcoming month on our local stages, because I know of no community our size or even larger that does have and has had more great amateur talent than this one does. A lot of that talent came naturally, and a lot of it was developed from its rawness to what in many cases became professional careers on stage, on big screens, on small screens. And the majority of that development was the work of Randy Wilson, the longtime artistic director of the theater company in Bryan. The community lost this great friend and genius on November the 26th. I was one of hundreds and hundreds who lost a friend. Dare say few of you listening to this have not attended or stood and cheered at least one of his productions in that small theater over behind the Tejas Center. Many of those who performed on Randy Wilson's stages and many of his friends got together this past Friday night at the Village Cafe and paid tribute to him the only way proper, through song. It was called Big Mistakes, Broadway's sing-along for Randy Wilson. It wasn't planned, but maybe it's appropriate that many of the local stages are dark this month. Next up at the theater company is Fiddler on the Roof, February the 17th. Stage Center takes January off, with The Foreigner slated to start February the 9th, the same day Unity Theater in Brenham stages Diary of Anne Frank. Navasota Theater Alliance is off until February the 17th, when they raise the curtain on Neil Simon's Chapter 2. Now, January is not totally without stage productions. M.A. Sterling's Brazos Valley Troupe presents Carl's Corner January the 27th through the 29th. Here's what they say about that on their website. It says, "Welcome to the mythical town of Carl's Corner, an American city that is like any other and at the same time so unlike any other. Let our tour guides take you on a little trip around the town square and its various locales, the best restaurant in town, including the courthouse, local pub, the theater cabaret, and, of course, a little theater, too." Again, that'll be January 27th, 28th, and 29th. Go to bvtroupe.com for tickets. And MSC Opus Intimate Gatherings presents the On Trio January the 26th and a special event, Considering Matthew Shepard, January the 29th and the 30th. Go to mscopus.org for more information on that. As long as curtains rise and fall on stages in the Brazos Valley, Randy Wilson will be remembered. He was a special man, and that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-467-1443. That's 1-800-467-1443. 1-800-467-1443. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
About 8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor control room. It's the Infomaniacs. WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
Trump toys.
Yeah. He's already been busy, huh?
Oh, yeah. So yesterday he started getting in on the Russian hacking and all of that drama.
Yeah.
So he said the, quote, intelligence briefing on so-called, quote, Russian hacking was delayed until Friday. Perhaps more time needed to build a case. Very strange. And then just this morning, he tweeted, Julian Assange said a 14-year-old could have hacked Podesta. Why was DNC so careless? Also,
a 14-year-old could have hacked.
Yep. He also said Russians did not give him the info.
Uh-huh.
And continuing on that topic, somebody hacked the DNC, but why did they not have hacking defense like the RNC has? And why have they not responded to the terrible things they did and said, like giving the questions to the debate to Hills? A total double standard. Media, as usual, gave them a pass.
Well, and weren't they told all you have to do is change your passwords?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of common sense stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I have to change my password every 3 months for my account at A&M. Like, you would think that they would have that.
I thought they were supposed to be like the hip and, plugged in crowd, right?
Obviously not. Yeah.
So, and then he did also thank Ford for scrapping their new plant in Mexico and creating 700 jobs in the U.S. This is just the beginning. Much more to follow.
And showing that he's an old guy. I won't say old white guy, but he is. Even though he's showing he's an old guy, Senator Chuck Schumer, the minority leader of the Senate now, has said, well, America just can't afford to have a tweet presidency. Well, sorry. That's the way he's going to be.
Yeah.
He is going. He has connected with the people on that level.
Hey, yep. And until the media starts doing their job, he's going to have to, yep. You know?
Well, and what's nice about this is, because you're right, it all gets filtered. It all goes through a prism that the media outlet decides is the way that the story should be told. And he's smart. You know, I've got to go back and read an article. I was in a waiting room yesterday, and I picked up Bloomberg News magazine and went, oh, that's cool. And then I found out it was from the month of the Las Vegas presidential debate, which was like the middle of the summer. But what they were discussing was the communications network, the social media connections that the Trump campaign made is going to make them money forever. They can do anything with this information afterwards. And he took that and he's used it. I mean, from day one, he's out there tweeting. You check it every day, don't you, Chelsea?
Yes, every day.
And, you know, part of it is your job, but there are a lot of people, it's not their job.
They're seeing those come through, or they're going to his profile to check, and, so it's going to be there.
And prior to this, you know, my entire life, what you would hear from the president was what his spokesperson said, and then what the media would respond to or decide to say. Now, you got the guy himself. So, I'm sorry Chuckie Schumer doesn't like it, but Trump tweets is going to be part of our world, I believe, every day from now on. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
After my first pregnancy, I started getting pains in my legs and noticed spider and bulging veins popping up. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
With over 200,000 successful procedures performed, Vein Clinics of America is the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are now pain-free for the first time in years. I can even wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting your beautiful legs back. Schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. Call 800-600-2020. That's 800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
Come join fellow conservatives as the Republican Party of Brazos County hosts its 2017 Reagan Day Dinner, Thursday, January 26th at the Hilton College Station, featuring keynote speaker, Fox News contributor and decorated war veteran, Pete Hegseth. Hegseth, former CEO of Concerned Veterans for America, built the largest conservative veterans advocacy organization in America and led the charge for real reform at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Table sponsorships and individual tickets are on sale now. The 2017 Reagan Day Dinner, Thursday, January 26th. Log on to BrazosGOP.org or call 268-2308.
Only days remain. David Gardner's Jewelers Total Jewelry Liquidation in College Station ends January 8th. Now, save up to 70% and more during the most spectacular sale in David Gardner's 33-year history.
This massive total multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more must be sold now, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
This is your last chance to save. These once-in-a-lifetime incredible prices will end on January 8th. Take advantage of these final reduction sacrifice prices until the inventory is sold.
Only days remain. David Gardner's Jewelers Total Jewelry Liquidation in College Station ends January 8th. Don't miss this enormous store-wide total jewelry liquidation event taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East, College Station.
Certain exclusions apply.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, a couple of minutes till. So, all right, we've been talking about all this tech stuff, but there are technology problems too. Phil Reed, who's a professor of psychology, has said you need to be careful about your internet addictions.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, after all, you start, here's the deal. You end up with text claw.
No.
Rapid texters and Candy Crush addicts may experience soreness and cramping in their fingers and wrists and forearms. It's a real thing.
Oh, wow.
Phantom vibration syndrome.
Oh.
The belief that your phone is vibrating or ringing and it's not. Oh, no.
I've experienced that.
Me too.
Eye posture. All that slumping and hunching over your phone and your tablets can put undue pressure on your spine, resulting in neck and shoulder pain. Give it up. Screen-sightedness. The rates of short-sightedness among young people up about 35% since 1997, expected to increase another 50% in the next 10 years.
Wow.
Dry eye, using your phone or tablet. You don't blink enough. Okay, may sound harmless, but it can cause permanent damage to your eye. And finally, plobbing. This is not an emotional affliction, physical. It's an act of snubbing a person who is, well, you know, giving you a whole bunch of notifications. You don't want to mess with them, okay?
Yeah.
So it's plubbing.
Plubbing.
If you do.
Plubbing.
All right. They're going to state in history. 1847. Samuel Colt sold his first revolver pistol.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey. Sold it to the federal government. And in 1936, we mentioned Billboard published its first pop music chart.
Yeah.
That had Ozzie Nelson of the Ozzie and Harriet Show, number one. And in 1965, CBS bought the Fender Guitar Company for $13 million. If that was today, it'd be $120 million. So Leo did pretty well.
Yeah.
All right, it's trivia day. WTAW conversation.